Okay, ito totoo na talaga, Kara. One more time.
Ayan. Okay.
Isa pa ulit. Taas na ng energy. Okay. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Magandang babae ang host ng show na to. Charot! Nagbabalik ang inyong paboritong Broke Pinay Kapitbahay with another episode. And my guest today is an events and TV host and a former radio DJ. She's a model, an actress, and also a podcaster. And you can listen to her show After 30 with Kara Arigel, available on Spotify. The one and the only Kara Arigel Rabat. Welcome to the show. Hi, Kara.
Hi, Roma. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to finally put a face to the voice. Sobrang excited ko to talk to you again. Thanks for having me.
Again, thank you for accepting my invitation. Pero now, Kara, I want to discuss kung paano ba mag-handle ng finances when you are not the traditional full-time employee, hindi ka 8 to 5 job, or in other words, you're a freelance or self-employed. Kasi diba, while growing up, most of us are trained, we were trained to be employees, diba? And ang alam kasi natin, we have to graduate from the university, tapos para kailangan maganda yung university pa nga daw eh, so that you can land a good job, diba? Tapos you climb the corporate ladder and then you get promoted and then you retire. Pero gusto namin malaman, what about freelancers or self-employed? May I know, growing up, what was your dream job? Ito ba talaga? Hosting ba talaga? Or entertainment related? Ganyan?
You know what? I wanted to be two things. I wanted to be an actress and a writer. Growing up. As in, formative years ko, I grew up technically alone until I was like 9. So I remember, as early as I can remember, I would act in front of the mirror. I would pretend, you know, to do this and that, to act like this character. Or I would write. I would write stories as a child. So arts na talaga. Parang very, very early on, I didn't see myself working a 9-to-5 job and, you know, having the corporate life. And this was something that my mom in particular wasn't very, you know, excited about. The fact that I wasn't excited about working a 9-to-5, you know, it was something that we also had a few arguments on when I was in college. But given the course that I took, theater arts, so doon pa rin eh, di ba? Yun pa rin talaga yung path. And same, my mom also wanted me to finish college, get a job, get a stable job so that I can have all these, I mean, the stability in general, monthly pay, diba? And yun naman eh, that's how we're raised eh. Diba? Is that to think, tama ka what you said, na to climb the corporate ladder. And it's very interesting that you mentioned that, because just very recently I started reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I cannot believe at 33 ngayon ko lang pinick up yung libro na yon. But diba, ina-explain niya dun eh, na parang, okay, so most of us are taught, you know, academically to study hard and then work hard and then work your way up the corporate ladder. On the other hand, why can't you create the ladder? Diba? And so parang yun, I guess, yung jump and risk na kinukuha ng mga freelancers. Nakakatakot siya. Financially, let's be real. But yes, I wanted to be in the entertainment industry since I was very young.
Diba, sabi mo, your mom is the typical, we have the typical nanay, diba? Gusto niya ng 8 to 5 job, gusto niya ng corporate job for you. How did you... Paano mo siya na-convince na, no, mom, this is what I want?
Wala naman siya choice eh. To be honest, my mom naman has always been, she's not naman super duper strict. Like, she's always really been like, go do whatever you want as long as you know, as long as you're the best at it. Alam mo yan, as long as you really do good at it. Ganun naman siya ever since. But I guess towards, kasi nagsimula ako magtrabaho mga second year college ako nag-start mag mga hosting gig, ganyan. So
wow,
I guess that's
aga.
When she started having, mahabang kwento rin yan. Ano na yun, pride naman yun. Sabi nanay ko, as long as you're under my roof, at blah, 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 and I'm giving you baon. Ah, okay, so start ako to make money at second year, ganyan. Funny naman. In fairness naman to my mom, though, everything she did and didn't do really worked. So I think she started getting worried that I might not finish college because I was already working. So, you know, a typical mom, and she was also doing corporate at the time. So she was like, you know, you're already in a good school. You're in UP. You might as well get everything out of it. You have to graduate and blah, 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 and do this. So you have, what do you get now when you're in a corporate job? You get all these other like insurance.
Yes, mga ganyan. Mayroon SSS, mayroon PhilHealth, pag-ibig, yes. Mga ganyan.
I guess yun nga, just to be secure. Yun naman ang gusto ng parent, any other parent, I guess, would of course want their children to be secure. And I think the first thing that would come to mind is to have a safe, stable job. Mm-hmm. But yun nga, I guess it just had to take, it didn't really need a lot of convincing with my mom. It just took a lot of arguing and a lot of parang proving. As in, she wouldn't really like, kunwari, nagbabayad ako ng bill sa bahay. Like, no help. Gusto mo yan eh. Eh di sige. No? Bahala ka. Gawa mo ng paraan. So,
mamagaling ka eh.
Hungrier. It pushed me more. Parang, in fairness naman, never naman akong nawalan. Kasi hindi mo hahayaan naman yung sarili mong mawalan eh. Diba? If this is really what you want to do, you'll keep finding ways to make money and push harder.
Pero alam mo ang tapang mo kasi you push to really, you know, find a job at ano ba, 18? Second year is 18, 'di ba? Mga ganung edad. When I was in college, I really wanted to do yung 'di ba nung nauso pagka-college parang pag summer may summer job ka. Kasi I want the concept of ano eh, I want to earn my money so I can spend the money that I earned. Ganyan. Pero sa akin naman hindi nanay ko yung nag-stop. It's my sister na in a sense paano ba, malaki yung tulong sa pagpapaaral. Sabi niya, "No, because yun nga katulad doon, once you enjoy earning money, baka hindi ka na hindi mo na i-push yung the study, ganyan. Kasi iba daw, sabi niya, iba when you're earning your money, which is true naman. Pero now that ngayon, nag-iisip-isip ako, minsan naisip ko na, sana pala talaga I pushed it. So maybe baka mas naging mabait ako sa pera. Kesa, baka mas maganda yung epekto niya sa akin, hindi ako naging gastadora. I think, no, kasi at the early stage, alam mo na kung gaano kahirap kumita ng pera, eh ako talaga, I would say na nakaranas ako ng earnings ko talaga when I was already working at 20, 21. After college talaga. That's it.
That's so young. That's so fairly young.
Oo. Pero lahat before noon, bigay sa akin. Baon, bigay ni tito, bigay ni nanay, bigay ni ate, di ba? So, that's why I had the thinking na, ay, pag naubos to, pwede akong sabihin ko may project ka.
May sasalo naman.
Mm-hmm. So parang ganun yung naging thinking ko na parang, okay, if this, pag naubos to, may darating or I can make hingi, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Sa pamilya, sa tito, sa tita, ganun. Speaking of ano naman, of your salary, can you still remember yung first salary mo and what did you do sa salary mo?
Technically, my first hosting salary was a couple of beers. Di ba nung college, yun lang naman yung mahalaga sa'yo eh. To be honest, di ba? Uso dati sa UP yung mga gig-gig, ganyan. So doon ako actually unang na-expose sa hosting eh. My friends would just, ito madaldal to, ito makapal mukha nito. Halika, host mo naman yung gig ni, ano, ganyan. Ano, bigyan kita that mga dalawa tatlong beer tapos free ano, free syempre free gig. Ay, game. So technically my first salary was in beers, in kind ganyan. But like the amount of money, the first was 1,500 pesos for a 5-hour hosting job.
That's your first talent fee.
Yep, 1,500 pesos for 5 hours. I still remember that very clearly, my first talent fee. And ginamit ko siya para man libre ng friends inuman.
ito ba yung kinukwento mo sa ano? Dun sa app na parang inubos mo rin sa friends mo?
Yep, kasi nga college. I guess yun din yung medyo downside nun at the time because I mean, I was, yes, making my own money. I was paying some bills, but I still had a house to stay in and food. diba, on the table. So, yes. I didn't...
Exactly, yeah. Right? Diba?
So, pagkita ko ng pera...
Alam mo, kakain ka eh.
Mismo. Alam ko, mabubuhay naman ako. So, manilibre ako ng friends ko dun sa 1-5. Why not?
Ako naman, first salary ko, ang sabi naman sa akin, ang chismis sa bayan. Kapag daw first salary mo, kailangan mo daw ubusin.
Ah.
So that may darating daw. Kasi you have to spend it and splurge it to, you know, kasi daw parang ano yun? Parang baptism, parang ganun. First blood na tinatawag, di ba? Nililibre ka ng, di ba usually, sa corporate kasi ganun eh, first salary mo, manlilibre ka ng mga kasama mo sa office, ganyan. Tapos syempre sa bahay, first salary mo, oh, ikaw sagot sa ulam, ganyan. So, again, mali na naman yung exposure ko. So every time may new job ka, every time first mo, first bonus, first 13th month, first salary mo, yeah, you spend it all. So,
ito naman ang family and friends mo. Lagi nalilibre.
Oh, yung hindi ka tumatanggi, no? Sige, okay lang, ganyan. Kasi nga, like you said, pag uwi mo, alam mo kakain ka eh. May pagkain ka pa rin. You don't have to pay rent. Ako naman, wala akong kotse. So, I don't pay my, wala akong gas, diba? So, yun yung mga parang padded ka in a sense eh.
Yeah, exactly.
Ito na yung paborito kong tinatanong, Kara, sa lahat ng aking guest.
Okay.
Can I ask you, are you a spender or a saver?
Either or lang ba? Pwede bang a little of both?
Pwede namang both.
Pwede naman. I'm a little of both. A weird mix of both. Because I was raised by an Ilocana grandmother up until I was like 9 or 10 years old. She was the only figure of authority in my life. And she would literally like put money in an envelope under the bed. Ganon, like save. Siya, titipirin niya kami, like fried chicken lang yung ulam namin for like a week. Ganon, pero pero pag Christmas, bongga yung gifts ko. Ganon, parang, I had a weird sense of, akala ko ba wala tayong pera, pero ba't ganon? Like, sobra siyang matipid. So, natuto ko maging matipid and tipirin yung sarili ko. And then, my mom came into my life. And my mom is a big spender. Siya naman yung talaga.
Oh, so parang biglang may shift.
Oo, so labo, 'di ba? Matipid ako. So I guess okay naman yung mix because I know that I need to save but also that I need to splurge.
I can totally understand na sinabi mo yung Ilocana na kasi 'di ba they're known to be, you know, frugal.
Yes.
And my husband is Ilocano.
Oh, how is that? What's that like?
Siya parang ikaw. It's a perfect combination of tip matipid pero pag nag-splurge, sobrang big ticket items. Dati bang, hindi siya bibili ng, sige, one year? I don't mind. But if there's something that he really likes, ay nako, wala na. Sabi nga namin, ang usapan namin, I'm just informing you, I'm not asking your permission. Kasi nga.
Nagpapaalam.
Oo, pero ikaw naman, on the end, kasi because hindi nga siya bumibili kahit ano.
Yeah.
Hindi kasi katulad ng babae na you buy a little of everything, trinkets, ganyan, pa isa-isa. Sa kanya, hindi. He will not buy. Talagang walang bili. Pero pag bumili,
bahay, ganun.
Mahal.
House and lot.
Gadget.
Oh, yeah.
Mag-gadget sa kanya. Tsaka bike. And of course, cycling is mahal na sport yun eh. So, pero okay din naman kasi nga, at least he knows what he wants. Yun naman yung important nun. At saka hindi naman yung tipong biglaan. Kasi if it's biglaan and that's ganun kamahal, parang, no. We have to talk. No. Hindi pwedeng ganyan.
Yun ang day. Ito at least parang, tawag mo dito, pinaprioritize niya yung malaki niyang gastusin.
Oo. And yun nga, kasi iba na kasi yung, di ba, Kara, you got married. Iba na yung dynamics nyo versus nung single ka eh. Di ba? Iba na yung way of spending nyo. So, you have to also change. Malas niya sa akin siya napunta. Charot! spender, no? Alam mo yung tipong pag nagsabi siya, hindi, dati, dati ha, it's very rare for me to say na, wag muna, or no, maybe not now. Hindi talaga. Talagang ako, kasi nga hindi ako saver, as in. Ganun ako kalala, as I swear. The ergo, broke Pinay.
Baliktad tayo. Between me and my husband, siya naman yung, yun eh, I guess, no? I think that's what's exciting, scary, and also exciting when it comes to marriage. Kasi you come together with two very different financial backgrounds, very different, diba, relationships with money. And then now, you essentially have to deal with your one account, diba? Like, regardless of whatever your deal is, if you have your own account still. But, diba, meron na kayong joint account. Diba? So, paano mo i-manage yun ngayon? Eh, lalo na kung ikaw spender. Ako, husband ko yung spender. His relationship with money is like, it'll come. Why are you so like that? Will come. Ako yung, eh, paano kung hindi mag-come? Paano kung wala?
Diba? Ikaw yung natatensyon. I love that you said na you're excited. For others kasi, I mean, this is gonna be, of course, this is a different topic because it's marital money. But for others, hindi eh. Even if they get married, diba? Separate pa rin. They do separate accounts because they parang sa kanila, basta huwag mong pakialaman yung pera ko, hindi ko rin papakialaman yung pera mo. May mga ganon din.
Meron naman kaming ganon. Well, we just got married and also we're still in an LDR, so we're kind of still figuring things out. Mm-hmm. But the way we're handling it is that he has his own account. I have mine. But we have a joint account that we put a certain amount of money in every month.
Ganyan din kami. So like, when whatever is in my account, whatever is on your account, hindi ko sisilipin yan. But at least you still have joint account, which is good pa rin. Kasi that's, kumbaga yun na yung ano nyo eh, property or earnings nyo together or whatever it is that you put together as husband and wife.
Yeah.
The reason why I ask you, Kara, why if you're a spender or a saver is because we want to understand gaano kadali or gaano kahirap to handle your money kapag self-employed ka. Syempre kung magastos ka, it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be challenging. But then if you're matipid, it doesn't matter. So my question is, mas naging kuripat ka ba or mas naging matipid ka knowing that you are self-employed?
I think it's more of, I'm still magastos and I still save kind of the same amount. But I just learned to prioritize na nga my spendings.
Mm-hmm.
Parang na-realize ko rin sa sarili ko, if I don't buy something, bago ko bili ng isang bagay, lalo na kung mahal siya, tutulugan ko muna siya. Pag napanaginipan ko siya, if I can't stop thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
kahit t-shirt lang yan, whatever it is, if I can't stop thinking about it, I will get it. But kailangan merong siyang kapalit. Parang kailangan may, in my head, may ROI na siya for me. Parang, kunwari, if I'm, like this laptop, for example, before I bought it,
mm-hmm.
Kailangan may nakaschedule na akong tatlong hosting jobs para in my head, bayad na siya.
Oh.
Parang ganon. Oh. Hindi pwedeng mauubos, tas hindi ko alam kung saan kukunin yung na-deplete na funds because I splurged on something. And if you're a freelancer, it's very, very important for you to be able to save more than you actually spend. Because the thing is, you never know when the next pay is going to come.
Kumbaga sa inyo, malaki kasi yung pagdating, but then you don't know when's the next. Parang ganon.
Exactly. So, diba, when you get it, great. Because malaki. I mean, diba, malaki-laki. Okay siya. Pero yun nga, hindi mo alam kung kailan ulit magkakaroon ng ganon. So hanggat meron or pag meron, magtatabi ka. Kailangan mo talagang magtabi. But also, kailangan mo rin namang i-reward yung sarili mo because if you don't, there's a bigger chance that you might splurge. Parang sa food, di ba? Parang if you diet so much and you deprive yourself of something, you're eventually going to binge.
Yes.
And so, ano lang, just really self-control. discipline. Something I still keep reminding myself of. Diba? Let's be real, online shopping is life.
Yes, nakaka-addict ang online shopping. And ano, also, since you're self-employed, yung taxes mo, yung insurance mo, yung pag-ibig mo, diba? You pay for that. Am I right? You pay... you pay for that, diba?
Yes! Life insurance, health insurance, my PhilHealth, everything. SSS! Lahat. Lahat yun nakalista, naka-Excel file, ganyan. So, kain lahat yun.
So, you really have to create a system for you.
Yes, exactly.
O kasi feeling ko, pag baka mamaya pag self-employed ako, tapos pasok lang ng pasok yung pera, parang feeling ko, uy, ang dami kong pera. Tapos yung pala, at the end of the year, shocks, bakit ang dami kong babayaran? Imagine mo, if you don't know that, kasi ako, again, coming from corporate job ako eh. Pagdating ng sweldo, kahit minsan nakakaiyak, nabawas na lahat, 'di ba? Nabawas na tax mo, nabawas na SSS mo, 'di ba? Yung mga all the benefits and all. Unless yun nga lang insurance talagang hindi kasama, you pay for that on your own. Yeah. Pero more or less natanggal na yung mga dapat tanggalin, and what you get is really the money that you can enjoy. Pangbayad nga lang ng bills yung marami, pero still wala ka nang paproblemahin. Pero pag ikaw self-employed ka, you have to understand everything, di ba?
Exactly. Self-control talaga. Kasi kunwari, malaking pera dadating sa'yo, hawak mo na siya. Yung pagdating kasi nung sa inyo, di ba? Yun nga, bawas na lahat nung kailangan mong bayaran. Eh ito, kailangan mo pang isipin, hindi akin lahat to. Di ba? Hindi ako pwedeng bumili ng mamahaling bag or makeup muna dito. Wait lang.
Kasi so, ayak na, hindi pa rin sa akin to.
Lalo na ngayon, married na rin and everything, diba? And you know, planning to have a family and all these things. And iniisip ko ngayon, nasa stress ako. Ang dami niyang pupuntahan. So, wala eh. I guess, pag as a freelancer talaga, pag may nagtatanong, paano yan, ganyan, paano mo ako makakapag-splurge? Pwede pa bang ganito, ganyan? Hindi, kailangan mo talagang lunukin lahat yon. Kailangan mo talaga ng self-discipline kasi ginusto mo yan eh. And the truth about it is that it's tough because, again, di ba, you never know when the next pay is going to come unless you work extra hard. And unless you really make sure na after nito, may susunod pang trabaho, may susunod pa. Grind talaga. Otherwise, nga.
Oo, ngangangay ka talaga. At saka kailangan, alert ka sa mga events for you hosting. Alert ka sa mga events, sa companies who needs your service. Parang, unahan din kasi minsan, di ba? But
yeah.
Ito sa side question na to, Kara.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba, sabi nila, anything that you earn online or like, I don't know, ito yung mga tinamaan yung mga online seller, affected ba kayo yung itatax pa rin? Or iba yung sa inyo?
Me as a host, I still get taxed because I issue receipts. Mm-hmm. I issue receipts for hosting gigs. So every hosting that I book, formal pa rin naman, I still have my contract and everything. I'm still essentially a business. So may resibo pa rin. So natatax pa rin siya. May accountant pa ako na kailangan mabayaran. Meron pa mga ganyan.
Talaga, ngayon ko lang nalaman na mayroon kayong receipt. Akala ko, diba? This is something that we learn from our guests, diba? So ganoon pala yun, may receipt ka din.
Yeah. So name mo and then talent yung nakalagay doon sa resibo. So yeah.
And that's what you file sa BIR.
Yes. Yeah.
Kasi you've been in the hosting business. You've been doing this for more or less 15 years, di ba?
Ang lakas makatanda yung 15 years.
No, very young looking naman. Parang hindi ako makapaniwala. When I found that out, sabi ko, hala, talaga ba? Parang feeling ko, 8 years, 8 to 10, ganun. Ito, what was your worst gastos? Like your biggest splurge talaga? And then what is something that you bought that you were really proud of? Na ito yung fruits ng aking hosting gig and hosting labor, ganyan.
Worst gastos? Tos?
Tumitingin sa paligid.
Oh, ano ba worth gastos ko?
Parang walang kwenta, pero oh my God, nagsayang ako ng pera dito, ano ba yan? Parang ganon.
Ang feeling ba sabihin wala so far? Siguro, hindi naman sa worst, but like if I were to rate all the gastoses of all, di ba, of all time, all the things I have here, where I am right now, it would be clothes. Siguro, yung mga senseless buying online, yung mga kung ano-anong nakikita mo, ang dami-dami ngayon mga online, mga online, di ba, mga fashion, mga fashion, online fashion shops, mga fast fashion, right? So, I think that would be, not naman the worst, but like the least na useful na, na pinagkagastosan ko for me. What would be the two things that I'm most proud of? First would be this laptop. The first major cash ko pa siya binayaran at the time kasi nung panahon binili ko siya, hindi pa ako naniniwala sa credit card. So, asawa ko lang. Diba, ang dami ko rin naman natututunan sa kanya as a spender. Yes. Smart spender naman siya. As a spender siya, siya naniniwala sa the magic of the credit card. Ako, I've always been, now na lang I'm learning, but I've always been so afraid of it. So I paid for this in cash and that's something I'm proud of. And yung alam kong nag-ROI na talaga siya. I used it for work until now, right? I'm using it for work. This and the car.
Oh.
This and the car would be two things I'm ano, blood and sweat ganyan.
At sobrang gamit mo din siya talaga, no? Kasi dinadala ka niya sa to and fro na ano, sa work, sa bahay, 'di ba? And it nadadrive mo siya safely.
Yun yung sinasabi ko sa iyo na ano, as an Ilocana, ganyan, every time gagamitin ko siya or every time mag-drive ako, kunwari to a hosting job, in my head, okay, pack, okay, ROI na, pasok to dun sa ano, investment. Okay, ito, okay, medyo nababayaran, pambayad ko to nung kotse na to. Okay, sulit naman, sulit. Nagigilty ako. Oh. Lagi ako nagigilty when I spend.
Even kailan.
So I need to always keep convincing myself, this is worth it, this is worth it. It's gonna come back, the money's gonna
even
come back.
Even if you really need it, may guilt feeling ka pa rin. Na katulad nung car, hello girl, ginagamit mo naman siya. Nagigilty ka pa din.
Kasi malaki.
Oh.
In my head, ang laki niya. Ang laki niya. Sana sinave ko. Pero ngayon din natututo ako. Yun nga eh. The, you know, the S and the... what's this? The importance of it also. Because siya yung nagdadala sa akin sa trabaho.
Yes. Diba?
Siya yung nagpapadali ng trabaho ko. Kumikita rin ako because of it.
I mean, I've been a corporate employee way, way back. Mga matagal na. Mga 10 years na, ganyan. ang daming sinasabi, tagal na pala, no? Pero, I mean, my realization when I was working na sabi ko, ang hirap pala to aim for higher position. Especially if you're employed in a big corporation. Kasi syempre, ang dami na nun eh. Ang dami ng tao. And yung movement ng tao, mabagal. So, if you want to be promoted or if you want to have a higher pay, at least for the Philippine setting, ah, kasi dito, yearly, they increase your salary. Automatic yon. Yeah, may minimum sila for your salary to increase. Pero if you perform better, parang maganda yung performance mo, it could go higher. Pero, kumbaga, expect mo, next year, tataas sahod ko.
So you'll stay longer kung gusto mo tumaas ang sahod mo, gano'n.
Yes. Eh, sa Pilipinas, di ba, hindi gano'n. So for, again, for the Philippine setting, parang if you want to have a higher pay or you want to be promoted, ang gagawin mo lang, lipat kang kumpanya. So, kailangan palipat-lipat ka ng company, di ba? Para naman magbago yung title mo, mag-increase yung package mo, di ba? So, yon, I realized na sabi ko, kapag pala naging loyal ako sa company ko, hindi naman ibig sabihin, babayaran nila ako ng tama. I mean, these are the things that I realize talaga, ha. O, marami ka kasing makakasalamuhan na ang tagal na nila doon. And you would ask them, why did you stay?
Mm-hmm.
So, sabi lang nila, well, I felt na wala na akong kapupuntahan. So, parang for me, natakot ako sa ganun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also realized na, again, this is just me, ha. I'm speaking from experience and based sa personality ko. I felt that, you know, maybe I've been working in the wrong environment, pero the growth that I want for myself, ay hindi ko nahanap sa corporate world. Kasi ano ko eh, gusto ko yung out of the box. Na parang hindi ka nalilimit.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ko, ano kaya ang mangyayari sa akin in the next X number of years? And I want myself to develop at saka mag-mature pa rin as I grow old, especially with my job. Diba? Kasi you wanna be an expert naman. You don't wanna be a novice naman for the longest time. Eh, syempre, nag-aim ka pa rin na next time you want to be the expert na, diba? So, yun. I want something that excites me, ganyan. Again, I'm just thankful na ito, katulad nito, naging possible pala for us to earn na kahit online, diba? I'm doing digital content. I'm doing podcasting. So, it just made me happy na I can do work pala even though hindi ako nasa corporate setup. So yun yung realization ko. What about you? Can you share a realization being self-employed ka that made you become conscious sa the way you handle your finances? Na parang ano yung na-realize mo sa being self-employed?
First, being a freelancer forever, I've never really experienced. That's my huge difference, I guess, with you. I never experienced having a corporate job or having at least some semblance of stability. But like you, I'm always, and which is why I chose to be in this career path, in this scary, risky career path, is that I need the excitement. I need to keep growing. That's in my head. Ganun eh. Like even radio would probably be the closest to a stable, regular job that I had, which was like 3-4 hours in a day. But it was still regular. And I still had to physically be there. It reached a point, 3, almost 4 years. And I was like, okay, you know, I very grateful that I landed, you know, at a primetime show. I've been in the primetime show for 3 years. Parang nakuha ko na, parang I've already gotten the most out of it, I feel like, for me. So I want, gusto ko namang mag-explore ulit sa labas. Gusto ko namang tumalon ulit to something else. Parang ganun. And like you, I've always had that mindset. And what I realized about that is after jumping, and leaving radio was also scary for me kasi yun na yung stable eh. Meron akong, di ba, may health insurance ako, meron ganito, the things that my mom wanted for me. And at the same time, I was still doing something that I loved. I was still kind of hosting on the side. But yun eh, meron kang hunger for growth. And as a freelancer, what I realized is that, yes, I am a host. I have decided to be a professional host, but I'm not limiting myself to just that. If you're a freelancer, you can't just say, host lang ako eh. Hindi, hindi pwede. Lalo na ngayon. Kasi ang dami ring hosts. Ang daming hosts na mas magagaling sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
Ang daming hosts na mas mababa ang TF na, di ba, na posible yung makakuha ng mga trabahong nagtitipid, mm-hmm. brands na nagtitipid, and whatnot. So you need, as a freelancer, you need to keep looking for other ways to make money. You need to keep studying. You need to keep bettering yourself and growing in that sense. Find new avenues to earn. Invest in something or, di ba, malay mo, at singer ka rin ba? Di ba, ito, podcaster ka rin ba? Or just you have to keep finding ways to bring in money for you if you're a freelancer because you have to cover all your bases. That's the reality of it. Benta ka ng ube, cheese, pandesal, ganyan, kung gusto mo siya. Diba, malay mo, baker ka pala. Diba, ganun?
Yun lang, hindi lang talaga para for everyone. Kasi may mga taong ano eh, they're happy to be in a safe space, diba? Na okay lang, ganyan na, from start to finish, ganun na. And it's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's also nice that you don't limit yourself. Kasi ngayon, Diyos ko, ang laki-laki na ang dami-dami ng opportunities, like you said. And ang dami mong pwedeng mahanap na trabaho online. Pwedeng even arts, you can even make money out of arts, 'di ba? Sa TikTok nga eh, yung iba 'di ba may tinatawag ng TikTok influencer.
Exactly.
They earn money from that.
There's so many ways to earn money, more so now in this situation that we are in. We have seen the value of social media in the internet. There are a lot of downsides to it, but also more upsides, I feel like. If you just know what you're looking for, diba?
Totoo. Before we end this episode, Kara, for our listeners na nagpaplano na maging freelance kasi maybe they don't wanna do corporate jobs anymore or maybe naman kakagraduate lang nila pero gusto nila ayaw nilang maging corporate employee. Ang gusto nila ay maging self-employed. What can you advise them?
Ito, ako lang to ha. With great respect to people who choose to be on the safer side, which is, you know, have a corporate job, like what Roma was saying, diba yung tumataas naman yung salary mo yearly, happy ka na dun. That's wonderful and I'm happy for you. Diba? That's great. I wish I could have that kind of mindset. Diba? But because being a freelancer in reality is really scary and you can't, hindi ko pwedeng tamad. If this is the career path that you have chosen, you have no excuse. You cannot slack off. Because if you do, ang daming ibang freelancers na mas magaling sa'yo. And there's a chance that you might not be able to sustain, diba, your earnings. So you have to be hungry. You have to stay passionate. If you're still on the fence, if you're in a corporate job right now and you're thinking of jumping into freelancing, maybe secure your savings first before you jump. And then maybe choose not just one, maybe two or three freelance jobs that you can take para talagang sure ka na hindi ka matatrouble when you jump to it. And I'm also a firm believer of if there is something that you feel like is your gift that you really, really want to do and you know you're very good at it, if you keep pushing to do it and working hard and just following it while covering your financial basis at the same time, darating at dadating ka dun eh. Makukuha mo siya, magagawa mo siya. Just keep pushing.
Wow, thank you, Kara, for that advice. And sana makatulong ito. If you are, malay nyo, you came across this episode and yung pala, nag-iisip ka na talaga if you will push that freelance job or will you stay in your corporate job, sana nakatulong to. And if you like this episode, let us know, send us your comments, and we will read them in the next episode. So once again, Kara Erigel of After 30 with Kara Erigel, Rabat. At kung nasihan ka sa episode na to at na-feel mo naman na may napulot ka namang aral at hindi na sayang ang oras mo, why don't you click that subscribe button now? At kung nabitin ka naman and you wanna know more about financial stories and tips, check out the past episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And this is your favorite podcaster and broke Pinoy kapitbahay in town na palaging nagpapaalala na hindi ito scam, but keep an open mind. That Broke Pinoy Podcast, you need this in your life. Until my next episode. Bye!
Bye.